The following show is closed captioned for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
Boy, what a gully washer was that Saturday when the rains came. We're at friend's house in Appleton for dinner. Holy cats, we're driving down. I don't know that I've ever seen anything quite like this. My wife and I are driving from Green Bay to Appleton on Highway 41. When we left Green Bay, the thermometer in the van said 87 or 88 degrees. Very, very warm. Now, some of that was the van sitting in the garage, but even once we got outside, it was still, I think, 86, 87 degrees. So, by the time we got to Appleton, it was about 76 degrees. My wife was just about watching it on the drive down, and that stuff moved through, which led to an absolutely glorious day yesterday and a pretty nice day through much of the state today. I've got to just do this quickly because I have other things to get to. I've got to whine about something. I haven't good old fashioned whined about anything in a long time. Jason says, well, occupational hazard for you, dude. You have to listen to the stuff in the office. Imagine if the listener had to listen to the whining. Yeah. Well, at least you get paid to listen to the whining. Well, that comes with the territory. It does. Well, sort of. Now, I have whined about this on the air before. There is massive construction, for those of you not aware, listening in Sheboygan or Wausau, massive construction in the Green Bay area, which will continue, is it through 2016, Jason, before the whole thing is done? I think so. Highway 41, I forget. But Highway 41, pretty much as it goes across Green Bay, you know, runs near Green Bay, is under construction. And it's really, it's created a lot of problems. There was a serious traffic accident yesterday, which backed things up. A drunk driver going the wrong way on 41, like 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon. When did they start that they were in that condition anyway? Went up yesterday to see my mom in Peshtigo. I know this is just one of these little things. And in the past, and a lot of you have disagreed with me, I've said that we need to do something to make sure that people, when they've had their license for 20, 30, 40 years or more, still know how to drive. And if that's not going to be a road test, some type of online periodic test of the rules. For reasons I don't know, because I don't understand what goes behind putting a new road together, I'm not an engineer, there are stretches where they don't want you to cross lanes. They put a solid white line. Right before the solid white line starts, there's a sign that says, stay in your lane. I don't know why this bothers me. I know it's irrational. It shouldn't bother me as badly as it bothers me. But people bob and weave back and forth across the lanes during when you're in one of those stretches. So I'm doing the. I am speaking specifically to you. If you don't know that, now you know. And I realize this show doesn't reach a wide enough swath of audience where it's going to make that much difference, but we have a pretty big audience. Jason says, or maybe they just don't care. I mean, I'm careful about it. It's like, all right, now I got to stay here until I get a regular lane marker back, and then I can cross. Here's the other thing. If you've been in the Green Bay area at all recently, and by recently, I mean the last couple of years, it's a mess. Even if you're listening from outside the Green Bay area, people going 75, 80 miles an hour through the construction zone where the fines double. I'll tell you what, State Patrol, Brown County Sheriff's Department, etc. You want to fish in a barrel? You have the plane flying over that thing any given time. I'll admit I'm going over 55. I set it at about 61. It's just amazing to me. People are just whizzing through there. But people, and I have whined about this one before, and I'm going to whine about it one more time, and then I'm going to get to a topic. When you are making a turn left or right onto a multi-lane road, if you're making a right, you should turn into the right lane. If you're making a left, you should turn into the left lane. All the way across. All the way across. Here's what really ticks me off. Because I'm making a left. It's a green light. I'm making a left. This happens over just by our building here, Jason, all the time. I'm making a left. Someone's making a right. We should be able to go at the same time. You actually should. I never do because I don't trust them. I don't trust them to stay in the right lane. And I don't know who would be at fault there because that's improper lane change. But I'm not going to test it. I don't. My mastery of the traffic laws isn't that solid. It just drives me nuts. Or I make a left and everyone immediately gets over into the right lane where I have to be. And now I have to struggle to get over there because I did it correctly. And then they're jerks trying to let you in. All right, that's enough negativity for one Monday morning. I'm just hoping I've reached the percentage of the audience that didn't know. Stay in your damn lane. By the way, one more. I promise this is it. From walking the dog over the weekend. Seriously? When I'm in the crosswalk, you actually have to yield. I'm just telling you, so many people don't know the basic traffic rules. When you see a pedestrian crossing the street, you have to yield for them. Now, as I've said in the past, you also can't just dart out. All right, that's enough. It's really frustrating. And by the way, I'm not saying I do it right every time. I'm not saying I'm a perfect driver. I'm far from it. But the basic skills, but the basic rules that people do, it's just amazing to me. The Wall Street Journal has been on the cutting edge of the John Doe scandal, and it is a scandal because they have a source, and they are seeing documents, they are seeing things that no one else is seeing. This is allowing them to break a lot of stories on this story. They did another one last evening about 5 o'clock our time. Another John Doe disclosure. The more we learn about the Wisconsin speech probe, the worse it looks. Wisconsin prosecutors investigating allies of Governor Scott Walker must have hoped that hiring former federal prosecutor and nominal Republican Francis Schmitz as a special prosecutor would give their probe a sheen of respectability. So much for that. A new lawsuit and sealed court documents show Mr. Schmitz has been, from the start, a wholly owned subsidiary of the state's politicized campaign regulation machinery. Let me just translate there a bit. Franz Schmitz, having his name attached to it, was, as they call him, a nominal Republican. Well, see, he's a conservative. And this isn't just a liberal witch hunt. That's what Franz Schmitz present. That is what that was about. Now, back to the Wall Street Journal. We've been reporting on the state's John Doe probe, which hits dozens of conservative groups with the subpoenas, hit them in October 2013 while silencing them with a secrecy order. And here's the bombshell. Now we learn that those raids were the continuation of a single cloth investigation stretching back to May 2010. In other words, John Doe 2.0 is really just an extension of John Doe 1.0. In an August 2012 order, Milwaukee County Judge and Acting John Doe Judge Neil Nettesheim, Nettesheim authorized Milwaukee County DA John Chisholm to roll all information from an earlier John Doe, ostensibly shutting down in February 2013, into a new proceeding while maintaining all documents under the existing secrecy order. That document is under court seal, but we've obtained a copy. That's the Wall Street Journal. Milwaukee Assistant DA David Robles requested that the John Doe judge permit the use and disclosure of information developed in the course of these proceedings, Judge Nettesheim's order notes, and the DA's office may use and disclose information from the first Doe in order to conduct an investigation into the violations that will form the basis of the investigation of a new John Doe proceeding. The document also reveals that the first Doe was enlarged no fewer than 18 times over 2.5 years. That secret investigation began by looking into funds stolen from a veterans group while Mr. Walker was Milwaukee County Executive, and eventually became a kitchen sink probe into Walker's staff and campaign. All right, let me translate that. The first Doe was enlarged no fewer than 18 times over 2.5 years. What that means is they weren't finding anything, and they kept casting the net wider and wider and wider and wider. That secret investigation began by looking into funds, as we said. After 33 months, Messrs. Robles and Chisholm had little to show beyond some minor charges against former Walker aides. So rather than enlarge their investigation for the 19th time, the prosecutors closed it and reopened it under new management. New sign, same bad food. Mr. Schmitz was brought in as a supposedly independent voice to lead the investigation in August of last year. But a lawsuit filed May 30th says Schmitz was hired as a special investigator at the State Government Accountability Board and was on the GAB payroll before he was appointed special prosecutor. The GAB is the state's political speech regulator, and the lawsuit brought by Eric O'Keefe and the Wisconsin Club for Growth claims the GAB overstepped its authority by taking part in a criminal investigation. The GAB's authority is supposed to be over civil violations of elections law. By the way, Judge Nettesheim says he's in favor. Now, listen to this last part. Judge Nettesheim says he is in favor of lifting the secrecy order on the first John Doe in cases when state prosecutors need to defend themselves against criticism, such as separate federal lawsuits that Mr. O'Keefe has filed. Nice of them to tell us now. His secrecy order allowed prosecutors to do selective leaking to friendly journalists until our editorials expose the government's constitutional abuses. Now, prosecutors are hoping the federal court will release private donor information and out-of-context emails. The more we learn about this anti-speech prosecution, the worse it looks. Today's Wall Street Journal. I have more to say about that in 5 minutes. It's 9:19.
Jerry Bader Show.